Good morning, people of God. Is your heart saying good morning? What's your heart saying today? Because what your heart is telling you is who you are. Some of you might be sitting there, as I'm sitting here, thinking some thoughts you don't want to put into words. Let me voice out some of those thoughts that I believe at some point in your life, or maybe right now, you're thinking. God has forgotten about me. I'm too old to succeed. It's too late for me to find a life partner. It's too late for me to find my God-given destiny. I've made too many mistakes in life for God to use me now. I'm a mother. I have children. I can't serve God anymore. It's too late for me to change my life and too difficult for me to change the way I live. Are you tired of listening to these lies? These lies that bombard your mind, your heart. If you decided to click on this message today, it means that God wants to speak to your heart. It means that God wants to tell you that enough is enough. It's time to begin to believe his word, because it's never, ever, ever too late to begin to believe and obey God's word. If you're watching today, this message is for you. Believe that God has something to bring you to a new level of life. Let's open our Bible. Let's open God's word together. I was just reading Isaiah 49. And what does it say? Well, Zion, the people of Israel, had the same thoughts that you might have, that I might have. Verse 14, but Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me and my Lord has forgotten me. What's the answer? Verse 15, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Who's speaking here? Is this the voice of your God? Or is this a word written on an ancient book? You decide. If it's the voice of your God, then that living word can speak to your heart and resurrect your spirit. Is your spirit sleeping? Awake. Let your spirit awake and listen to the voice of God, because God is calling you to change. You might say, God has forgotten me. God doesn't hear my prayer. But maybe the truth is that you've forsaken God. Maybe the truth is that you've forsaken God's way. And that's why I want to tell you today that it's never, ever, ever too late when it comes to the things of God. God is never late, and it's never too late for you to begin to believe and obey his word for your life. Who told you that God doesn't hear your prayer? Who told you that God has forgotten you? Who told you that it's too late for you to fulfill God's destiny for your life? Do you know, it's time today to block the avenue for these voices to reach your heart. This voice of failure, this voice of doubt, this voice of sorrow, the voice of the enemy of our soul. How does the enemy have an avenue to enter your heart? Well, the age-old problem. You see, we keep wondering why our problems keep recurring. You might say, my problem is laziness when it comes to the things of the spirit. My problem is doubt. My problem is negativity. My problem is wanting to give up. Why do your problems keep recurring? Because you've not dealt with the cause, the root of these problems. And the root is always sin. When the root of sin is struck and forgiveness comes, new life comes, then you're healed indeed. I mean, your soul is healed. For many of us today, it's our soul, it's our spirit that's sick. And that is why our mind is full of thoughts of the enemy. How can you be a child of the Father God, when you listen to the voice of the enemy? And remember, he's the father of lies. Are you tired of listening to these lies? Join me today. Join your faith to my faith in Jesus Christ to block that avenue that Satan has access to your heart. When our heart becomes hard towards God, that is when we block the very avenue that blessing will come to us, that fulfillment will come to us, the answer to our prayers will come to us. What's the attitude of your heart towards God today? Have you grown cold? Have you grown hard in your heart towards God? As this tree is standing here, it witnesses many seasons, many years, many ages. Yet God is the creator of this tree. God knew that this tree would be planted here. In the same way, God created you for a purpose. And God created you with a destiny, a good destiny. Yes, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, that he has good plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. You need to connect to that divine future today. And the first step to connecting to your divine future is to block out the voice of the enemy in your heart. Are you tempted to give up today? Many people, as they're watching this, say, I can't go on anymore. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. I'm tired. All my effort is in vain. All my working in the church, all my fasting, all my prayer, all my sacrificing things for the sake of God is in vain. I want to tell you, your prayers of many years are not lost. They're not lost. God is not deaf and dumb. It is us that has made God limited because of sin in our lives. You see, the day we realize that God is in the person of character in our life, then we'll put our life right. If you have a problem with dishonesty, unfaithfulness, that cripples your God. It doesn't mean that God himself is crippled, but it means that his access to you, his power in your life is limited by you, by your bad character, because you're allowing Satan to have a free foothold in your life and your heart. And remember, like I said at the beginning, what your heart is telling you is what you are. There's no hero of faith in the Bible who has not been through the wilderness of doubt when they felt like giving up, but because they relied on God's strength and not their own, they came out stronger. The problem is today we feel like giving up because we believe it's all up to us. And when there's a limit to our human capacity, as there always is, we feel we failed. What will become of you tomorrow all depends on who is involved in your matter. If God is involved in your matter is settled. So many people are consumed by worry about tomorrow, the uncertainties of the future. Worry about what will happen in the future. But what will become of you tomorrow depends on who is involved in your matter, who is involved in your life. Because Job was completely committed to God, God took up Satan's challenge against him. So the question remains, are you committed to God? Is your heart committed to God? That is the question. That is the heart question for you today. Because if your heart is committed to God, it's not too late for you. It's not too late. The question I have for you is, do you know the value of Jesus in your life? Every apostle that Jesus found was lost before he found them. Were you lost before Jesus found you? If you've not been lost, it's difficult for you to be found. If you've not been lost, it's difficult for you to appreciate the one who found you, the one who cleaned you, the one who rescued you, the one who gave you a new life. Were you lost and now you're found? Or maybe you were never really lost. You need to be tired of your past. For you to mean it with Jesus, for you to be committed to Jesus, you need to be tired of your old way of living. You need to be tired of your past. You need to be tired of your weakness. The day you begin to pray against your weakness is the day that God will be so close to you, because the weakness you have is the avenue which Satan uses to reach you and to limit you. That's the problem. I'm sure Moses felt that God had forgotten him, that God had abandoned him. I'm sure that thought entered his heart at some point, but God was working in a process in his heart. Do you know that Moses was 80 years old by the time that he received the divine call of God to go and deliver the Israelites? God said he heard the cries of his people. The cries of his people had reached him. It wasn't too late for the answer to come, because the answer always comes at God's appointed time. So that means what we need to do is get in tune with God. What we need to do is get in tune with his projects, get in tune with his spirit. Because as we're waiting for the fulfillment of the promise, God is working in our life. You can't skip process. You can't ignore process when it comes to the things of God. The problem we have is that we want an answer immediately. We want a solution immediately. And we fail to understand that, yes, God always answers the prayer of faith, but he doesn't always answer it to the letter. Because God knows best for you and me. If God were to give you the answer that you're asking for right now, who knows what would have happened? Maybe you would have lost your salvation. God can use anything to bring us to our knees before Him in order that we learn His way, because what God is interested in is relationship with you, His child. What matters to you? Does relationship matter to you? Or are you just focused on the blessing? Any blessing you receive from God should make you focus more on Him. What about Joseph? I'm sure Joseph at some point felt that God had forgotten about him, especially when he was in the prison after being falsely accused, after being lied against, after being betrayed by his own family. But Joseph said, "I don't belong here." In his heart, he refused to give up. Now, this is a secret I want you to know. If there's anything you get from this message, grab this. What your heart is telling you is what you are. There are many wealthy people, millionaires, people that you look at them and say, wow, they've made it. What a great person. But inside their heart is telling them they have nothing. Their heart is telling them they are poor. Their heart is telling them they're not content. Their heart is telling them there's strife, there's division, there's unrest, there's pain, there's sorrow. And truly, what their heart is telling them is what they are. Any money they have, it can't solve the problems that they have. And remember, whatever you cannot have to the end is not of God. Whatever you can't have to the end to give you peace of mind does not come from God. Yet there are many people who have nothing on the outside. Maybe they're poor, but their heart is telling them they are great. Truly, they are great. Look at Joseph. People looked at him as a prisoner, defeated, forgotten, abandoned by those around him. Yet his heart told him, I don't belong here. I know where I'm going. I'm a child of promise. I'm a child of destiny. And truly, what his heart told him is what he was. What is your heart telling you? You see, between us and God, there are many obstacles. It's true, you might be feeling far from God today. You might be feeling that God doesn't hear your prayer. You might be feeling that God has forgotten you. But remember, the obstacles between you and God are your unfaithfulness, your unforgiveness, your pain of the past, your bad character. That is what is causing an obstacle between you and God. You can't stand somewhere and shout for God to hear you. You have to be close. And how can you be close? Your heart. Because the heart is where God speaks to us. The heart is the prayer room. But if our heart is so full of worries of tomorrow, of lies of the enemy, how can the voice of destiny speak to your heart? And what you need to do is listen to the voice of destiny. Make sure the connection is alive. Everyone today wants a good connection. A connection to a bright future. A connection to a better opportunity. The best connection you need is a divine connection, because God is the owner of your destiny. We seem to think that time belongs to us. That's why we're in so much of a hurry. I must do this by this age. I must have accomplished this by this age. I must have achieved this by this age. Do you know the time you're running for belongs to God? It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. It's only God that could determine the beginning and the end of life. So if the time you're so worried about belongs to God and not you, why can't you trust God with your life? Why can't you trust Him with everything that has to do with you? It's time for you to look beyond yourself. Because like I said, we want to give up when we just look at ourselves and we see our failings. Look at Psalm 61. Let's see what David said. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. You see, David knew that he needed to go to a rock higher than him. He needed to depend on someone stronger, wiser than him. Have you come to that conclusion today? Because if you don't come to the end of yourself, God cannot mold you into glory. God cannot take you to where He wants to take you. Stop limiting God in your life. The rock that is higher than you is Jesus' plan for your life. Higher than your dream. Higher than your expectation. Higher than your present situation. Higher than your past failure. Higher than your family record. higher than the statistics and prospects that society puts on you. Yes, higher than you can dream. Stop limiting God. We limit God when we allow Satan access to our heart, because that limits the power of God in our life. God is all powerful. But for that power to manifest in your life, you have a role to play. It's not just all up to God. Certainly, it's not all up to you. It takes God's divine ability and your own genuine willingness to bring about that change you're looking for. So you that is sitting there saying, God has forgotten about me. Does God see me? Yes, God sees you. Stop complaining. Stop murmuring. Stop saying that God does not hear your prayer, and start working on your character, on the bad habits in your life. Draw close to God. Do you know the only safe place for a sheep is at the side of his shepherd? Because the devil doesn't fear sheep. The devil only fears the shepherd. So that's why the only safe place for us to be is to be at the side of our shepherd, Jesus. The closer you are to Jesus, the closer you are to power, the closer you are to faithfulness, the closer you are to love, the closer you are to the fulfillment of your dreams. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13 from verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Is the Lord your helper? If you believe these words, if you believe that Jesus says this for you, then everything changes. Because God is trying to contact you. The divine connection has to be alive between you and God. And what is that connection? His word in your heart. If God is trying to contact you, what is the way he contacts you? The contact that he sees is his word in your heart. You see, when our heart is filled with God's word, we don't doubt our hearts. That's what happened to Job. And that's why God took up every challenge against him. What's the place of God's word in your heart? Because that is the contact that God will use to reach you. He wants to contact you. You say he's forgotten about you. He's not forgotten about you. Remember, he's inscribed your name on the palm of his hand. You are his child. Even if your earthly mother and father have abandoned you, your heavenly father will never abandon you. Even if your family hurts you, those you love betray you, hurt you, the one who created you will never abandon you. But the question is, have you forsaken his way? He never refuses mercy. If you turn to God once with genuine desire, he'll turn to you a million times. But the question is, have you forsaken his way? Have you lost contact with his word in your heart? Because the word in your heart is his contact with you and your contact with him. That's the divine connection that will bring you to your destiny, that will take you to where only God can take you to, the rock that is higher than you. Hebrews 10, verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Yes, God is faithful to his promise. His duty is to fulfill his promise. Your duty, my duty, our duty is to obey his word. Are you ready to obey his word? Are you ready today to be tired of your old life? Because let me tell you, it's only when you're tired of your sin that the sweet forgiveness of the Holy Spirit can change everything about you. Ask me why I'm happy today. Ask me why I'm happy, and I'll tell you. I'm happy because it's never too late to begin to believe and obey God's word. I'm happy because God's promise is true now. His word is true now, and it's true for you. If God can do it for me, he can do it for you. Who knows the mind of God? We don't know the mind of God. You see, while the Ethiopian eunuch was busy thinking about his inability to understand the book of Isaiah, little did he know that someone was busy planning to send a divine helper to explain to him. When the Israelites were busy worrying about how to pass through the Red Sea, little did they know that someone was busy planning for the sea to open for them. When Mary and Martha were crying, bemoaning in sorrow for the death of their brother, little did they know that someone was planning his resurrection. Someone's planning for you. as you're sat there thinking about your failure, thinking about your past, thinking about your prospects in life, someone, and that someone is the Holy Spirit, is busy planning your future. Get connected to that someone. Get connected to the voice of the Holy Spirit, that divine connection, and everything about your life will change. So it's time for you to stop complaining. It's time for you to stop saying that God has abandoned me, that God doesn't love me, God doesn't hear my prayer. And it's time for you to look inward. Look at the divine connection. Look at God's word in your heart and listen to the voice of destiny within you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to be your child, for the grace to be your child. Thank you for delivering me, for rescuing me from my past. Thank you for coming into my life and giving birth to the future that you have for me. Forgive me, Lord, for forsaking your way. Forgive me for allowing the voice of the enemy to enter my heart. Forgive me for listening to the lies of the enemy. Lord Jesus, tune my heart to your voice. Tune my heart to your word. Tune my heart to your truth. Give me patience to wait for your time. Give me submission to your will to go through your process. Give me joy in the effort, whatever effort I do for you, because I know that my worth, my value comes from you. Help me to listen to the voice of destiny in my heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me in this message. And I believe this message has awakened your spirit, awakened your soul, that yes, it's not too late for you. It is never, ever too late as far as it comes to the things of God. God doesn't make a mistake. God is never late. But we need to align ourselves to his way, to his will, and to his time. And believe me, there's no state of being as rewarding as living in tune with him. So get your heart in tune with him and you will see testimony will come to you in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
Hallelujah, people of the Most High God, you are welcome. Welcome to the presence of Jesus. Welcome to the presence of the Holy Spirit. How are you today? How is your life? How is your home? How is your career? How is your spiritual life? Are you happy with the life you're living today? Are you at the center of your own world? Are you fulfilled? Ask yourself these questions. If you're in a place that life seems to have no significance, a place where the voice of destiny is crying in your heart. Why am I here? This is not my place, not here. Remember Joseph in the dry pit, a place opposite to the vision God gave him. He said, this is not my place. I don't belong to this place. What you are experiencing today, is it poverty? Say poverty. This is not my place. Are you living a life of disappointment? Tell your spirit, this is not God's promise for my life. God has not forgotten you. Don't let your situation lie to you. God has not forgotten you. There's the unseen hand of God in the affairs of all men. Remember? When we get to the end of ourselves, that God begins to mold us into glory. Your dream, don't let your dream crash on the rock of disappointment. Don't let your dream to be swallowed by the circumstances of life. Your dream is hidden. All you need, listen to the voice of destiny. Listen to the voice of your heart crying, the depth of your spirit. This is not my place. Whatever you are experiencing today, whatever situation you might be today, look beyond it. Beyond it lies God's purpose for your life. Let me tell you, the history changer is Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus came and met people frustrated. Frustrated, their dream crashed on the rocks of disappointment or impatience. Jesus came and met them in the street, groping in darkness. The sick came, The lame came. The disappointed came to him. And he pointed him to the future. That's my message for you. There is a divine connection. If you are on the wrong track, look to Jesus. If Jesus comes into your life, he will connect you to your destiny. Today, divine connection. That's my message for you. God will meet you at the wilderness and propel you to the promised life. God will meet you in the midst of disappointment and take you to a point of elevation. That is Jesus for you. He's a history changer. If you meet Jesus, the history of your life will be rewritten. The voice of sadness will no longer be heard. The voice of failure will be silenced. The voice of the devil will be silenced forever. What you need? Divine connection. Jesus met a frustrated man called Simon Bar-Jonah, trying to catch fish. But Jesus said to him, cast your net on the right. And he caught a miraculous catch of fish. Jesus used disappointment to connect Peter to his divine destiny, the reward of a prophet. The prophet of the prophets is Jesus. But with Jesus, the reward of Christ will propel you to your destiny. In a twinkle of an eye, Jesus will change your life. Jesus saw Simon Peter in disappointment. He walked towards him and took him to a place of significance. Jesus walked around the Sea of Galilee and saw James and John Zebedee mending their nets. He called them out of disappointment and took them to a place of significance in their life. Jesus met a frustrated woman, disappointed in her marital life, a Samaritan woman, oh my Lord, and pointed her to future success. Jesus met a man called Zacchaeus climbing on a tree looking for hope. Jesus called his name and called him out of darkness into the light, out of iniquity into righteousness. That is Jesus for you. Divine connection. When you meet Jesus, he will connect you to your future. He will take you after the wayward of life and take you to a highway of holiness. That is Jesus for you. Simon Peter, when the gift of God came in his life, there was a man called Cornelius. Cornelius was dreaming for righteousness. Cornelius was rich, a prominent man, but looking for something that has more value than silver and gold. He was crying and praying. Little did he know that a divine connector, Jesus, noticed him from heaven and sent Peter to him. Divine connection comes by the dream. What is your dream? Don't lose your dream. If God has given you a vision, and that vision is challenged by the circumstances of life or by man, don't reduce your vision. Trust in God's will for your life. There is a time for connection. Your situation, your poverty, trouble is a stopping interval. Wait for the Lord. Wait for God's appointed time. When Jesus comes, you put an end to your past and give birth to your future. That is the connection. No situation is permanent. Today, if you believe, hallelujah, if you believe, Jesus will connect you to your destiny. Believing in Christ, that's the connection to destiny. Believing Christ Jesus will open the gates of heaven. Believing Christ will put an end to disappointment and the voice of failure will be silenced forever. Believe in Jesus and you enter the occupation of destiny. When you believe in Jesus, he will take you from the location where you are, from the place of poverty to a place of abundance, to the promised land, and will change your actual location. You will do the occupation of your destiny, what God has called you to be. Just believe. Believing him will connect you straight to the healer, deliverer, the changer. His name is Jesus. He came to change life, to change nations, and to change the world. What do you need? Just believe. Hallelujah. That is your refuge. Just believe. That is your connection. Just believe. That is your bridge. And walk towards Jesus. And your life will never be the same. What do you do? Connect your spirit. Connect your heart. Vision, mission, destiny is in your heart. Take a moment to stop listening to your situation. Take a moment, listen inward, look inward, listen to the cry of destiny in your heart. Believe that word, believe that seed, and speak it out and water it. It becomes a visible reality in the natural world if you believe in Christ. So anywhere you are, whatever situation you might be facing, no one comes to Jesus Christ in comfort. Jesus knows. The Bible says, earth have no sorrow that heaven doesn't feel. Exodus chapter 3 verse 7. God looked and said, hey, my people are suffering. He raised Moses and sent him to bring them out of poverty, out of servitude, out of bondage. God is not a God of majority, a God of difference. If you believe, sky will be the limit. Right now, I'm asking you, just for a moment, close the door of your mouth and open your heart. Just for a moment, stop looking at the mirror. Look at the mirror of your heart. Therein, deep inside of you, the voice of destiny is crying. I pray today, the Holy Ghost will give birth to that picture in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, and you discover whom you are in Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, I pray. God has never forsaken you. Whatever wall is standing between you and your destiny today, I command that wall to go in the name of Jesus. Whatever voice of Satan has been telling you are unworthy, you are a failure, you can make it, I command that voice to be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that wall to be removed in the name of Jesus. I command the voice of Satan to be still. The voice of darkness to be still. The voice howling failure around your heart to be silenced in the name of Jesus. Just believe. I said to you, arise. Arise. Your heart arise. Just believe. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, enter the heart. Enter the soul in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let there be light in your heart. Let there be light in your spirit. Let there be light in your conscience. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, open the heart to see what you're looking at. Lord, fill the heart with the spirit of revelation to know what you know, to feel what you feel. Give them strength that the light of revelation begin to shine in your heart to listen to the voice of destiny, to follow the light of life, and you will enter the promised land in the name of Jesus. Check out of failure and walk towards the destiny. Check out of poverty and walk towards the blessing. Check out. Say, your situation, I will not listen to your voice anymore. You are a liar. I listen to the voice of destiny. I listen to the voice of Christ. Christ is my Lord. Lord Jesus, here I am. Holy Spirit, release them into the divine destiny you have for them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, check out. Check out. Move out. Move on. Move on and receive in the name of Jesus. Receive the picture of your future in the name of Jesus. See the light. See the dream. Your heart arise in the name of Jesus. I stick to your heart. Just believe. Say, I believe. I believe. If your belief is weak, remember Mark chapter 9, verse 23. The man said, Lord, I believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. I join my faith to your faith. Your faith be lifted up in the name of Jesus. The eyes of your faith be opened to see what God sees in the name of Jesus. The ears of your heart begin to listen to the voice of the good shepherd. Jesus, come to me. I will give you rest in the name of Jesus. Hear, listen, move, and be blessed. Upon hearing the voice of Jesus, upon hearing the voice of destiny, the poor rise and are blessed. Upon hearing the voice of destiny, the blind came to the light and began to see. Upon hearing the voice of destiny, oh my God, the sick came out and be healed. So let the weak say, I am blessed. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let us say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Let it be in Jesus' name. Amen.